of all things, Young Women Broadcast. Remember to tune in on March 29th to watch the Young Women General Broadcast at 6 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The Young Women Presidency and a member of the First Presidency will speak on this year's Young Women theme, Press Forward with Steadfastness in Christ. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. You can also watch or listen to the broadcast on the Internet at www.lds.org. Test your LDS IQ. The Book of Mormon is full of all kinds of information, including many interesting stories and facts we sometimes don't pay attention to. Take this quiz to see how well you can trace some of the family trees in the Book of Mormon. 1. Who was Enos's grandmother? 2. Nephi and Lehi were brothers around 30 B.C. Who was their father? 3. Nephi, same as in question 2, had a son whose name was also Nephi. This Nephi brought his brother back from the dead. What was his brother's name? 4. Who was the grandfather of Mosiah, son of King Benjamin? 5. Who was Jacob's great-grandson? 6. Lehi fled Jerusalem in 600 B.C. to establish a new people in a promised land. He descended from which of the 12 tribes of Israel? Answers: 1. Sariah. 2. Helaman the Younger. See Helaman chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. 3. Timothy. See 3 Nephi chapter 19, verse 4. 4. Mosiah. See Omni chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. 5. Omni. See Omni chapter 1, verse 1, Jerem chapter 1, verse 1, and Jacob chapter 7, verse 27. 6. Joseph through Manasseh. See Alma chapter 10, verse 3. Leadership tip: be on time to class, to meetings, to everything, or better yet, be a little early. Not only do you set an example, you also give yourself time to ponder, pray, or prepare. It's hard to feel the Spirit when we are in a big rush, so set a goal to be on time. Right away. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "The welfare plan sanctifies both the giver and the receiver. We are all both givers and receivers." Ensign May, 1986, page 30. The welfare system of the church is based upon the principles of self-reliance, sacrifice, and work. The new era wants to hear about your good experiences with the church's welfare system. Write to New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or you can email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Though the world is becoming more wicked, the youth of Christ's church can become more righteous if they understand who they are, understand the blessings available, and understand the promises God has made to those who are righteous, who believe, who endure. All of our youth are entitled to and need this knowledge to combat the forces of deception that would lead them captive into darkness. Ensign January 1974, page 40. Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Harold Bingham Lee. President Harold B. Lee, 11th President of the Church, was born in Clifton, Idaho on March 28, 1899. In their home, President Lee's family had a piano, and he grew to love music at an early age. Later on, he played the slide trombone in a dance orchestra and earned extra money for his family. When he was 17 years old, the future prophet became a teacher. And when he was 18, he was asked to be the principal of a four-room school. After teaching for 4 years, President Lee was called by President Heber J. Grant to serve in the Western States Mission. When he returned, he continued his teaching career. But in the early 1930s, he was elected a city commissioner in Salt Lake City and called as a stake president. On 20 April 1935, as the Great Depression was winding down, the First Presidency called him to manage what is now the church's welfare program. At the age of 43, President Lee was called as an apostle, and he was ordained president of the church in 1972. He died a short year and a half later. Of President Lee, President Gordon B. Hinckley said, He never blanched from his responsibility as a servant of God in bearing testimony of the truth. Ensign, November 1972, page 9. End of the article, Of All Things. Online Testimony.